No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed today. We are the crew to navigate you through the latest aviation news and information. Keith on hiatus. Captain Dennis still trying to get his plane in check, and he decided to go to Hawaii.
So not with the airplane I'm taking.
No, I'm not sure what the point of that was, other than, hey, I got a new plane. What are you going to do now? I'm going to go to Hawaii. Now, I went to Disney World.
You went to Disney World.
You know, because I got a new plane, too, because he got one.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do now, Greg? Well, I'm going to Disney World. But I picked Sunday of Memorial Day weekend to go to Disney, and what the hell was I thinking?
Why?
You know, last time I went down there, they were having the drone show down there at the Disney Springs.
Well, we were there with you.
Yeah.
90,000 of our closest friends.
And I was like, I'll never go again.
And what do?
Well,
you go again.
I was impressed by the drone show.
I was too.
Yeah.
So, I did finally figure out where they landed them.
Right.
When they left, they kind of went to the west, and I was flying over there a few days later, and it looked like there was something set up in the parking lot outside of the Richard Petty Experience, the racetrack.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then, you know, a few weeks later, flew over it, and all that was gone, and that was about in the right direction from, so that's where they had to go and land.
Right. That would be in the village, or the villain section.
Yes.
Of the Magic Kingdom parking lot, probably between Captain Hook and Ursula.
It's very sad you know all that.
It is. What has my life devolved into? Oh, brother.
Well, anyway, they're puppets here, so I don't know.
That's a whole nother show, my friend. You know, so the thing is, I don't know what I was thinking, but I figured, what the hell, let's go. And I was thinking maybe they would incorporate the drones into the new fireworks show that they have at the Magic Kingdom, because they debuted this big new, you know, end of, you know, the hours park show at the Magic Kingdom here at Disney. And, you know, that's when we saw the drone show. I was like, gosh, this is the future of fireworks, man. When they created these 3D images in the sky, the stars just start moving around like, whoa, this has never been, I've never seen anything like this before. And I thought maybe they would incorporate that into this new state-of-the-art fireworks show. No. Now, I will say it was impressive. They took the Magic Kingdom, the castle, at Disney World, and basically turned it into a screen. The surface of the Magic Kingdom has been transformed into a giant TV screen. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they have all this stuff projected on it, or it's actually coming from it. I don't know how they've done it. It's pretty amazing, but it sits there and transforms in front of your eyes and turns into its own, you know, different colors, and then the characters come up on the castle and the whole thing. It's just remarkable. The only thing missing high tech wise was drones. I'm like, why didn't you bring the drones back out? You got everything else. You got fireworks, lasers, you got Tinkerbell swinging from the top of the, you know, whatever they call that thing, the top of the castle, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably because the FAA wouldn't let them.
Maybe. But, you know, it's not that tall, really.
I know.
Especially the one over in California. It's like half, not even half the size of the Magic Kingdom we have at Disney World. You know that?
I didn't. Yeah, I knew it was much smaller.
It's dinkier. Way smaller.
Yeah.
So it's probably under the 400-foot, you know, drone rule.
Probably.
But, you know, who knows?
Well, everything over there is. I mean, that, you know, that castle is an illusion. It looks taller than it is. You fly over it, it's like you can't even spot. You can spot Space Mountain.
Yeah.
But you have to find the castle. You got to kind of know where it's at in relation to Space Mountain, because you do not see it from the air that easily.
Hmm. Well, at nighttime when they're doing the fireworks show, I'm guessing with this new technology, it would stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's really remarkable how they sit there and actually act like it's building in front of your eyes.
Oh, that's
it turns
cool.
into like a cartoon, and I mean, it's crazy stuff. So when you come to Orlando, and God knows you will, Everybody and their brother comes to Disney at one time or another during the year and
well, our friend,
clogs up our roads here in Orlando. We welcome you with open arms.
Our good friend Doug is here right now.
Doug.
Doug used to work for us, used to hang out with us.
Yeah.
He's
Doug?
Yeah, Captain Doug.
Captain Doug.
So yeah. He's here in town with his parents.
Right.
His sister, her husband, and their kids.
Yeah.
And they're doing Disney all this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we thanked him for coming down and paying our sales tax for us, so we
right.
don't have to pay income tax.
Yes.
And, you know, because in Ohio, they've got to do both. And he's like, but yeah, as he said, everybody has to come to Disney. Well, it's their turn.
Yeah, just stay off the roads, would you? I wish you would do that. And, you know, just Uber over to the park. We have less cars on the road. Traffic is a nightmare. The temperatures in Orlando this week were unbelievable. And when we were at the park.
Oh, yeah. Sunday. Yeah, Sunday we saw 101 up in Winter Springs.
I looked at the temperature gauge on my car this week.
Mm-hmm.
108.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You sure you weren't looking at the FM radio?
No. It was 108.
108.1.
It doesn't even go up to 108 on your radio.
Oh, yes, it does.
Huh?
Oh, no, you're right. It doesn't. Yeah. That's a VOR frequency.
That's right. Yeah,
107.9.
Well, it was hot. Way too hot.
Especially for this early in the year.
Yeah, that was kind of bizarre.
Not very humid, though. You know, that's the only saving grace there.
You know, if it's 108, I don't think humidity matters at that point.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Well, and actually, that's what keeps the temperature from getting that hot. And the reason it got that hot is that it was dry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe. If it's humid, the temperature will not climb as high.
Right. Well, I'm talking about in the car, so I don't know what the heck happened in my car, but it's said 108.
That's not in your car. That's outside your car.
Well, it's hot.
But if it's sitting, yeah, when you first start it up, before it actually gets air flowing over it, it does show hotter than it really is.
Yeah, okay.
So well, now think about going to the airport,
mm-hmm.
where and you've seen the ramp there at Executive where they sealed the asphalt so it's like extra black.
Yes.
My feet were getting warm just walking from the airplanes back to the building.
Hot coals!
Basically through the soles of my shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we've broken out the ice packs early. That we're in full ice pack conditions. Hmm. Two packs per pilot.
Well, it sounds like you need to go through one of those Tony Robbins seminars and learn how to walk on hot coals.
Yeah, I think so.
That might help you on your way to the plane. You think?
Yeah. Well, I was also flying with Dr. Brenner. He got that new Cessna 400. And we were flying that just day before Memorial Day. It was Memorial Day itself. And we figured out that the air conditioner stopped working.
Oh, how long did that take? 30 seconds?
We were in the airplane for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I was trying to finish up his last flight in it so he could take it to North Carolina this weekend, and so we were pushing to get done, so we did five different airports, and we got back, we were both just drenched.
So at what point did you realize it wasn't working?
Well, we knew it hadn't been doing as good, but it was just one of those things of, okay, the air up here coming out of air conditioners not as warm as, it's warmer than the air coming out of the air vent from outside.
Ah, that's
we know
good.
We've got a problem.
Yep,
so
yep, that would
so,
do it.
So it's going,
but at least you got
it's going to be going into the shop because they couldn't figure out, they tried to figure out where the coolant was going, but they still haven't figured it out. So, cha-ching.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're in the plane, you're flying there, you get the breeze going at least.
Yeah.
But when you're, you know, idling around or you're doing your run up and stuff, that's when it can be a bit torturous, and you need that those ice packs on your backside to keep you know, cool.
And it's amazing how much they do for you.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't believe it, but our friend Doug was the first one to do those.
Oh, really? He was the one who came up with that idea?
Yeah, he came up with that idea, and we started out with maybe four of them. Now we have like 24 of them in the freezer, so everybody can have a couple.
All right.
And there are a couple days that we will actually, you know, busy days, we'll go through all of them.
Really?
By the end of the day.
So you just
refreeze overnight.
Do you tell everybody, like, hey, don't forget your ice pack?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or do you have to, or do they realize this already?
Well, I thought I didn't have to, so I told one of the staff that, okay, yeah, you guys really need to take ice packs with you today. They're flying the sky catcher. There's not a lot of ventilation in the sky catcher. You can't open the doors. Can't open the windows.
Yeah.
Once the door goes closed, it gets pretty hot in there. And so I told him, you really should take ice packs. Well, the instructor ignored the advice.
Yeah.
And the customer got sick.
He got sick.
He got sick.
Well, he had a heat stroke or something, or
he was about to upchuck because of the heat.
Really?
And the instructor's like, "Well, I didn't think it was that bad." I said, "I told you to take those with you, so the customer is comfortable." Mm-hmm. So it was one of those. Next time I tell you to do something, don't think it's a suggestion. It's not.
Yes, you're supposed to know this.
I tell him that when I hire him. Now it sounds like a suggestion, but it's generally not.
Okay, you sound like my wife.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me, I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. They say, come fly with me. Let's fly away.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Ed, rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so it is still hot. I guess we just went from nice, cool spring temperatures here in Orlando to unbearably hot and sweaty. And it'll be that way through June or
September.
I was wishful thinking about it. Yeah.
But this is when the people that are really smart go to their lake houses in the mountains in North Carolina.
Yeah, that live here. We go north. You come here.
You know.
Everyone else.
Us. Mm-hmm. Poor schmucks stay in Florida the whole time.
Yeah, the ones who can't afford to do anything else but fly airplanes and talk about it.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's just what we'll do. So I don't know what else we got to cover. The basic med thing.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this a lot, but here's some hard facts that are in, and it is a little astonishing. In the first 2 weeks that basic med was available, over 5,000 pilots took advantage of it.
Yeah. That is cool.
That is bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
From the articles that I've read, it looks like it's kind of all across the board. People like yourself that are going to be dealing with special issuances now, in some cases, don't have to be. Other people that are just, you know, tired of the burden or the stress of, okay, am I going to pass? Am I not going to pass? You know, that everybody has that fear. You know, going through your own doctor with the list of questions, with the basic med course, it looks like it is, taking people who are already flying and putting them in that category, taking other people that may have been out of flying, getting back into flying. There's one article here where it's talking about a guy, you know, who hadn't flown in almost 30 years, but he's getting back into it because of this.
Yeah. I mean, I can totally get it. I mean, it was so much red tape and paperwork that you had to jump through.
Yeah.
This hoop, that hoop.
Well, unfortunately, there are three things that you still have to go through special issuances for, and you've got one of them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe two of them.
Yeah, but I got a monkey heart. You know, they replaced my faulty heart with a monkey heart, and I'm good to go.
Our good friend Steve, who I was flying with today, flies as the Baron, used to have the Bonanza. He had his medical issues. Mm-hmm. He got his medical 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he has a full third class, and that was because he had a pacemaker installed.
So he had to get a special issuance.
He had to get
a special
issuance on that.
See, I just went to the cardiologist this week, so I got my
documents,
my official okay.
Oh, sweet.
So now I can start moving ahead. Now I got a big dive adventure planned a couple weeks from here, and I'm gonna get through that, and then I'm gonna look at getting back on track.
Yeah, but here Steve got his special issuance, and it was issued to him in mid-May, and he's told that in October he has to go through it all again, because his medical exam that he took that it was all based on was October of last year, and they expect him to go through this documentation every year. So I told him, I said, you need to contact AOPA and say, here's my situation. Do I qualify to do basic med and not have to jump through these hoops anymore? So he's going to call them and ask their experts on the process. Does he have to go through it again? Which I think the answer is going to be no. He won't have to.
Well, there you go.
So from what I've read into it, but I told him to go to the people that have been studying it and talking to the FAA about it, so you're properly informed.
Well, I'm planning to sign up for that $99 medical consultation thing.
He did that too. So he says it's been very well worth it.
Yeah. So, but I still got a few more weeks to get through. I got some things I got to get done.
Yeah.
But all is good on the health front. I got to be patient. Or I should say Ed and Keith have to be patient.
Well, we've just given up.
No. I mean, I got new motivation with my new plane.
With your new plane, for me.
Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah, we're going to make it happen.
Well, to that end, if you're going to start your training again, guess what? The FAA has changed the private pilot ACS again. They only introduced it a year ago, June.
ACS stands for?
Airman Certification Standard.
Of course.
Which replaced the practical test standards.
Wanted to make sure everybody understands.
There's been a lot of argument in the industry about the slow flight procedure not being what it needed to be, and there's been some changes to the wording of it. I'm still not completely clear, and I'm going to be looking for some clarification from the FAA. Instead of saying you're going to do a speed that is 5 to 10 knots above the stall speed of the airplane, it says now that you have to maintain slow flight such that any abrupt control movement, change in bank angle, etc., would result in the stall horn sounding. But it's not really clear what that means, because that could be a different... How do you know you're right on the edge of the stall horn unless you sound it and correct it? Previously, we were told if the stall horn sounds, you fail. And that's what's not clear in the wording on this, is if the stall horn fails and you make an appropriate correction, do you pass or do you fail? So I'm going to be looking for some guidance, talking directly to some of the people within the FAA on what the guidance is being given to the pilot examiners on that. They also came out with a revision to the instrument ACS, and then also they've introduced the commercial ACS, Airman Certification Standard. So that one is now under an ACS. They all go into effect June 12th. So if you're in the middle of training and you're about ready for a check ride, guess what? The rules have changed. Now, in essence, it's not super drastic different. They've just converted over to the newer format, and it's got the knowledge areas on the same task as the flight maneuvers, plus they've added in the risk management factors.
Well, wouldn't you go over that with your examiner and your oral, too?
Like, well, yes. They're going to be asking questions, but you have to go over it with your instructor to make sure you're competent at those maneuvers, or competent with the new subject matter in there before you take the test. Mm-hmm. And what we found when the ACS was introduced last year, a lot of flight instructors were not as well informed as they should have been. And it's one of the things when we teach a new instructor, we teach him how to keep up to date with all these different publications. And I tell you what, just being on a email list from, you know, some of the news email through AOPA or PropWash, AeroNews.net, you know, you can find out a lot of that stuff. Comes right to your phone, you read it, hey, I know what I'm talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
And at least you can then click on the button and pull down the new ACS and read them.
Yeah. What, do you like the plans that they put out? They make sense to you from an instructor standpoint?
No, they still left the complex airplane in the commercial, which I think needs to be removed. So
okay.
It's the FAA. We do what we're told, and we'll do that now until we can convince them differently.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Ed rounding out the crew today. All right, so Basic Med getting a lot of accolades from Captain Ed and everyone else for that matter. Because, over 5,000 people have already signed up through the website to use this. And that's through AOPA, right? You can go there to AOPA for Basic Med?
Well, no, it's actually an FAA site. AOPA has the course that you need to take
right.
And they also have, I saw something else where they have a website that that will help you figure out if Basic Med is acceptable for you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let me pull that up and I can...
You pull that up. Yeah, they're now taking it, in the Bahamas, which is awesome. They just announced that a couple weeks ago. So you can use it over there. So that's only going to help. And now the next phase, I know they're working on Canada and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine those shoes are going to drop pretty quick, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah.
That'll
just even make it even more appealing for folks to take advantage of that program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find this, and of course, I can't.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I know. Here we go.
God help us if we would have, done any pre-show prep, but we don't bother with that here at Just Plane Radio. That's not our style.
And it shows.
We wing it. Of course we do. All right, so you got it now?
You know.
No.
Yep. Nope, that's...
That's something else. That's one of those other websites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is. It says, mm-hmm. Quiz, can you fly under Basic Med?
Uh-huh.
And so AOPA developed an online tool to determine if you qualify to fly under Basic Med rules. It went into effect May 1. Just answer 4 simple questions and find out if you qualify. And then there's a link to the AOPA online to take the quiz. So, Greg.
Aha. You're going to quiz me?
I'm going to quiz you.
Really? Now?
Yes.
Live on the radio?
Live on the radio.
But,
okay, just know, listen up. Listen up. Go on.
Yeah, I don't know if we have time for this.
Oh.
Yes.
Saved by the commercial.
Oh. Thank God for advertisers. Highway. But we'll be back soon enough and have to complete this, I have a feeling. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes.
Place. This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. I'm about to be quizzed. I hate tests, but that's what Ed likes to do as a flight instructor, and sometimes I have to just, take it. So go ahead and hit me.
All right. So this is the quiz developed by AOPA for somebody to figure out, do they qualify for basic MIT?
Okay.
Four simple questions. First question, have you held a valid FAA medical certificate, first, second, or third, regular or special issuance at any time within the 10 years prior to July 15th, 2016?
Yes.
All right, so we say yes to that. To qualify, you need to blah, blah, blah. So you got that one's that one says yes, you can do it.
Right.
Has your medical, was your last medical revoked, suspended, withdrawn, or denied?
Nope.
Nope.
I got
and
two.
That comes
50%
two.
Right there.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Well, here comes item number three.
Okay.
Have you been developed certain cardiac, neurological, mental health conditions since your last valid third class medical?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes and yes.
Okay. So now, I think it's only one. Okay, so now this one comes up with a big red sign. If you think that these conditions might apply to you, you need to contact FAA Medical Examiner. Depending on the issue, you may be required to get a one-time-only special issuance medical. For that assistance, contact AOPA, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is exactly what we've been telling you, is you're going to have to get a special issuance, but after that, we think you should be able to go basic med.
Yeah.
Okay, and so let's just say for the sake of it, we answered no to that question. The last question is, do you have a valid driver's license?
Yep.
Hey, guess what? You qualify. So other than the cardiac condition, you need to get a special issuance.
Yeah, and you know, when I go to my doctor to have him sign off on this, or if it's an aviation doctor, will it have to be possibly? Well, I guess we'll find out, right?
Well, you'll have to get information from your cardiologist, and that's where you go into all the different things with the paperwork associated with the cardiac special issuance. You make sure you take the right documentation, and then you go to that doctor and have them submit the paperwork, and then you're still going to wait, and wait. And like, say, our friend Steve did that in October of last year, and it took him till May of this year to get paperwork pushed through the FAA and approved. So it's still going to be a time delay for you because of that, but
yeah.
What everything we read and everything I understand is, once you have that first special issuance, you won't have to go back through it. And it sounds like Steve will be in the same boat, as long as you are going to fly airplanes below 6,000 pounds.
Well, look, you put me in front of the FAA, you know, guy who has to sign off on this stuff, and all I got to do is tell him the truth. It's like, look, I had a one-way bypass. I didn't even get a three-way out of it. So, cut a guy some slack. What do you say?
They're still going to want a lot of paperwork on it. I'm sorry.
Well.
But, hey, you know, that's the nature of it.
It is. So, I don't know. We will see. We will see how it unfolds and cover my progress accordingly on Just Plain Radio. Because, you know, let's face it, it's all about me, right?
Yeah, that's what we keep hearing.
No, not really. I kid. But in this case,
no, he doesn't.
I will be a... a good example, yeah. I guess. You know
great,
what I mean?
Great experience to talk about on the radio, yeah. And help other people through it.
Yeah, it's like, I'll suffer so you don't have to.
Yep.
That's the sacrifice I'm willing to make for our passengers of Just Plain Radio.
Okay, right? Greg, whatever.
Yeah. All right, so we got that covered. Basic Med is a good thing, and it's moving along nicely, and hopefully that'll make things better for me in the future. What about, we haven't talked about drones yet, so isn't it about time we threw a drone story into the mix? I think it's the law, Ed. I believe it's the law.
Just Drone Radio droning along here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about Amazon. They seem to be spearheading seem to be on the fast track to really bring the whole drone thing in a major way to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has seen the news and all that kind of stuff, or maybe followed the reports. We've been covering it accordingly on the show, and where it goes, anyone knows how quickly it's going to happen, but they're going to be the ones pushing it, Amazon, Google, and those folks. Well, it ends up, I get a report this week, they're already doing this in China. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There's like the Chinese knockoff of Amazon has been using drones for like a year now and been doing deliveries, what we've been promised would happen here in the last year or so for some time. So I'm like, wait a minute, how is this possible? Now, they're not doing door-to-door deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google stuff, you'll see some people like getting pizzas and things like that with a drone, and that might be part of it. But the main thing, what they're doing is, the Chinese government is behind it, supposedly. So they're helping.
Of course, they own the airspace. They can do whatever damn please.
That's right. And so, but they got drones that are like delivering one-ton packages to different destinations, but they're using it more of like a regional distribution center. So they'll take this package, deliver it to a province in China.
Now, is this a flying drone or a driving drone?
No, it's flying. You would think. I mean, they're basically setting up trucking routes for drones. So they're not taking it to the door, but they'll take it to a landing pad in a different area, and then people will come, and then they'll deliver it to their doors. And matter of fact, they already got the Amazon beat as far as delivery times. So like you order something, like the percentage is really high. You'll get it that same day.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I don't know. They're way ahead of us in this whole world of drone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they may have copied the idea, they just
I knew you were going to go.
I don't know if they did for sure, but I've read some stuff that
I knew you were going to go there.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what they do, isn't it?
Pretty much. Look at every airplane they ever built. It's pretty much a copy of anything we've got.
You can get some awesome Rolexes in
China. They've just started just buying up airplane manufacturers. They own Cirrus. They own Continental Engines.
Well, So, if you want to say they copy, is one thing. But look, they are copying, they're doing better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're copying and improving. So maybe you got to give them a little prop in that regard. I don't know.
They still built my Skycatcher, so I'm not happy.
So you're not a fan.
They could have done better.
Hmm. All right. Well, that is one thing.
I guarantee you, they're building their own Skycatchers now.
Yeah, but bringing it back to the U.S., however, Google, or one of the co-founders of Google, seems to be on the fast track to have the first flying drone cycle available to the public real soon. He's saying within the next year they're going to have this thing ready to go, and there was some more video released of this thing this year, and it looks like a quadcopter drone that you get on top of, you ride it like a motorcycle, and it's kind of like a motorcycle seat on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they show this thing flying over a lake and stuff, and they're like, hey, that looks cool.
I saw a guy standing on something like that flying over the lake.
That's a whole another Rocket Man type thing.
Yeah.
But, that's kind of like a variation of the flyboard that they already have on the water and uses jet power and stuff.
Yeah.
That looks really cool, too, I admit. That's pretty awesome. But this is more like a motorcycle, all-terrain vehicle kind of looking thing.
Yeah, but it's not a drone if they pilot it.
Well, it's not.
Drone is basically a remotely piloted vehicle. All that is a really small airplane.
Well, okay. Yeah, but it looks like a drone. It looks like
it may be using some of the same technology, but it's
a flying car almost.
But still, it's not a drone because it's not remotely piloted. Now, you tell me you're going to get me on that motorcycle seat and let somebody else who's not on pilot it?
No, you drive it yourself. You have to know how to play Xbox, though.
That's not a drone.
It has like an Xbox controller.
That's an aircraft.
Okay. Well, so are you saying you would fly such a thing or no?
No. I don't fly ultralights, and they are aircraft.
Okay. Why not? What do you have against ultralights?
I already have a lawn chair.
So you'd like something to fly in a little bit more substantial.
A little more substantial.
You don't want the wind rushing against your face when you fly?
If I stick like my head out the window, sure. If I said, you know, I love open cockpit airplanes. Hang my head over the side. Love it. But they have a little more, they have steel or tubes around them.
You like to have a little buffer.
Yeah.
A little more protection.
Survivability.
All right. He's not an Eva Knievel type, you know?
Watched him, but I didn't want to be him.
I seek out adventure like this, so I don't know. That's how we differ, I guess.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer. In the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So I get off the plane and I forgot to undo my seatbelt, and I'm pulling the plane through the terminal. And the wings are knocking people over. And then I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Ed is the crew today, navigating the latest aviation news and information. And lo and behold, connected via Skype, I see him and his kid. It's so nice to see Dimitri check in, our Russian correspondent, who now resides down in South Florida. How are you, Dimitri? What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. It's very hot in South Florida.
Yes. Well, yeah, you know, we're hot enough in Orlando, and it gets hotter as you go further south. So, I don't know. Glad I'm not you. That's awesome. I'm watching him right now, Ed. Ed can't see him.
I can't see. Yeah, he doesn't share. You know, Greg.
Well, he's shirtless and he's sweating like a. You know,
I don't want to see that. That was a bad enough visual as it is.
He's doing what he can to stay cool in the South Florida sun. So I can't blame him. But what's up with you, Dimitri? What have you been up to? You were listening to the show last week, I hear. Is that right? Heard us talking about you?
Yeah. And I heard you last episode, you were talking about space shuttle. We just came back unmanned. And you were talking about drones. Mm-hmm. So it seems like any unmanned flying apparatus can be... Okay.
His kid's crawling all over him right now. Like, Daddy, quit talking. I need your attention. All right, we were talking about the shuttle that the military had been flying around the orbit of the Earth without anybody's knowledge.
Well, no, everybody knew it was up there. They just don't know what it was doing or where it was.
Yeah, well, you knew that thing was up there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was up there.
Yeah, I knew it was up there.
Did you know it was up there, Dimitri? Well, of course you did. He's Russian. He knows everything.
I know about the NASA program.
Okay.
So, like 3 weeks ago, they launched Black Rocket. Mm. With 3D printed engine.
Yeah.
It's like full of modern technology. It's 3D printed engine. It has electric pump. It doesn't have turbines and it's black. It's unmanned. It can fly like any place.
Wow.
And they're going to launch to the moon. And guess what looks cool, really cool on black background?
Yeah.
Orange.
It looks orange on a black background? Or it's orange?
Yeah, they're going to launch something orange to the moon. And very recently, moon people, they will have a new president.
Wow.
Brought by Russians.
Dimitri is right down there by Mar-a-Lago, if you haven't figured it out already. And it does make me wonder that he has some back-channel communication with some higher-ups in the government that I don't...
Do you know Ivanka Trump's husband or something? Are you talking to him on a regular basis?
No, he goes right to the source. He goes to Putin. His buddy Putin. What? Putin's your cousin? Is that what it is? Or where?
They all relate us in Russia.
Okay, if they have the accent, they are all like brothers and sisters. That's how we.
We all have Mongolian accent.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, but it is pretty crazy technology. But you did not know about that space shuttle that had been circulating.
Yes.
No.
You knew about that?
Yes.
Now, Keith and I were talking about like this, like all of a sudden.
We didn't know it was coming back in, but obviously when it launched out of Kennedy.
Yeah, so the sonic booms when they came.
When it came in that morning, we had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And that's why we talked about that because they're not going to release that. You know, and when they launch it, you just know there's something going up. It's a military payload. Then after they launch it, they'll say it was this, and you know that there are two of them in existence. They launch normally from Vandenberg or recover out at Vandenberg or Edwards, but this time they brought it into Kennedy.
Well, I thought that the shuttle, program had been iced.
Well, that's not the shuttle.
Well,
that's
it looks like it. It's an unmanned shuttle.
It's a quote-unquote
unmanned shuttle. According to Dimitri, they're going to send some guy with orange hair back up in there eventually and drop him off at the moon.
What are we going to do with him, Dimitri? He doesn't even listen, does he?
No, I heard it as clear as day. He just shared, some top secret stuff. He probably wasn't displayed. You're going to lose your clearance, Dimitri. You got to be careful.
No.
My mom and dad listen to this show.
Everybody knows that Russians, they can bring president, but local people, they have to elect it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
people will still have to elect.
Yes. Moon people have to do something, I guess. So tell me, though, Dimitri, obviously you're trying to keep cool. Are you flying to catch a breeze down there in South Florida? Have you been doing any piloting lately or what?
I flew once within last month from Fort Lauderdale to Miami over a long shoreline.
Yeah. But you're still just renting a plane when you go flying.
Still renting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got to buy one like my buddy Dennis, Captain Dennis. You hear he bought a plane.
Yes, I heard it. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah. So you got to buy one too. He's got one. You get one too. And then I'll fly with you. How's that sound?
So you can fly like every other week to the Bahamas for diving? It sounds cool.
Yeah, okay. See, we got to take her. See, that's how you got to work it, Ed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound impressed. And his son doesn't sound impressed either.
Okay, I got a call from high priority line.
Yes. She's like, hey, Dimitri, what are you going to get the heck off and take care of the baby? Yeah, okay, we'll let him go. Dimitri,
we understand.
Yeah, he has more important things to do than talk to schmoes like us. They just get him in trouble. But we enjoy it just the same. But yeah, I don't know. We got to do, despite the fact that it's so hot, we got to get up in the plane, cool off, and maybe that'll be another excuse to go flying. You think, Ed?
Well, I don't need an excuse to go flying. I do it pretty much every day.
Yeah, but when you get up in the plane and that cool breeze starts to flow through it.
Get up high enough, it'll cool off.
It's very rewarding.
Yes.
Very fulfilling.
Is.
So that would be our little tip for people that are too hot like us today. And we'll end it on that note. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.